Blog Talk Radio.
America Radio Show live, coming to you in person from the Studio Source, soon to be the greatest family talk show, radio show in all of the universe. How is everyone doing? My name is Jack Hatfield, glad to be with you, your host for the next 1 hour of some of the greatest, most impressive, incredible news and all the info that you will need to be a better parent, better person, better spouse, and a better overall human being. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And we are not kidding. We are getting listeners and listens by the bucketfuls. Let me tell you, fastest growing, awesome talk show. Be sure and tell everyone you know that you listen. Be sure and tell everyone you know that they need to start listening, and be sure you definitely pass it on to families and friends in need for anything that has to be related to the family or disease or diet. Remember, because Fix the Family, Fix America has four parts. We have positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. With an end, with an offshoot called Disease and the Diet for the Elimination and Destruction of Degenerative Diseases Causing the Family Unit Issues. That is what we're here for. My libation today. Let's see. Acai, blueberry, Concord grape. It's a total blue package. We'll call it the Monster Blue drink. I am getting antioxidants as we speak, making sure that you also go grab your libation. The only reason we do the antioxidant libation is because it's before noon, right after the show ends at 12. At 12:01, the libation turns into something else. All right, fantastic. I've already had my green juice today, by the way. My green juice today. If you are a familiar person with disease in the diet, you'll know that we spotlight on green juice as an excellent way to get all of the enzymes, nutrients, and green foods that you would have consumed through the day if you sat down and ate like 40 salads. Since I don't currently personally have time to eat 40 salads, I slam down a green juice. All right, and you should do the same. We have some interesting stories for you today. Lots on the cancer front. Lots on the cancer front. And we also have, I know ladies are going to really love this, but men too. Another reason for you to go out and eat more chocolate. That's right, eat more chocolate. We got that today for you. And last week, right after the show, the FDA came out with a warning on liver damage from popular diet drugs. We didn't talk about it on last week's show because it came out right after. I believe the FDA waits to do the bad news until right after this show on purpose, and so that you are not informed. So let's make sure we listen every week so that you can get what you need to get from this show. Anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and we're also going to talk about some people didn't hear it, and they're still using it and having some issues. Then we're going to talk about a lot of cancer stuff, And the top 8 cancer prevention foods, according to this writer, we're going to look into that. We're going to look into that. Then we're going to look into dental health, and we're going to discuss why we're going to look into dental health, because we had some amazing stuff happen this week in my own personal issues that we're going through. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about, you know, hospitals are now fighting a highly toxic super germ, and I could give them 2 hours of my time and could fix it in 2 hours. And I'll tell you exactly how you could use that power today for your own home. Excuse me, another sip of the libation. The before 12 libation. Then we're going to talk about, you know, we in America have the greatest of all health care. People come here to get all of their stuff they need. And other countries that people point to in the healthcare area, we're simply going to point out the facts. But one of the facts is one of those places are having to cut back because the costs are getting too big. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how we could possibly eliminate certain cancers with a vaccine. It's going to be very interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But that's all on tap today, people. All for you today on Fix the Family, Fix America. Thank you again for coming to Fix the Family, Fix America, where, of course, we are in 4 parts, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success with an offshoot of disease in the diet, the fight to eliminate and cure degenerative diseases across this land that is plaguing American families and, of course, the planet's families all over the world. So let's go into disease and the diet right now. And look at a possibility. There's this headline, U.S. developed vaccine could eliminate breast cancer. U.S. scientists developed a vaccine that could prevent breast cancer and save the lives of millions of women. The treatment was tested on mice and showed overwhelmingly favorable results. Now, let's go into this just a little bit. Their statement was, if it works in humans the way it works in mice, this will be monumental. There was evidence in the initial test that the vaccine could prevent cancers from forming and stop the growth of existing tumors. They injected the test vaccine into 6 mice that were specifically bred to be prone to breast cancer. None developed any signs of tumors. A further 6 mice bred in the exact same way, injected with a placebo or nothing, all developed tumors. So, wow, that does point out a very good showing for that vaccine. It's not really a vaccine. What it does is the drug makes your body attack a particular protein found in most breast cancer cells and in the mammary tissues of breastfeeding women. So in reality, it's not a vaccine in that it prevents cancer. It's simply an immune system pointer, really. So it says, hey, immune system, remember, if you see this particular protein, attack it with all you've got beforehand. Now, everyone knows that all of us have cancer almost all the time, and our immune system takes care of that cancer. It takes care of those rogue cells almost every day. So in this particular component here, where the particular protein in the breast cancer cell is attacked by the immune system, what we're really seeing is that we make the immune system so powerful that it doesn't care that it's a breast cancer cell, a prostate cancer cell, a skin cancer cell. If the immune system is fully big and fully functional, it will take care of the problems that it creates. Or the problems it sees, not the problems it creates, the problems it sees. So what this does is highlight the power of our own immune system on cancer, which also highlights one of our topics coming up this month. And that topic is, what if cancer is not a disease? That's right. What if cancer is not a disease? It's going to be at the Disease and the Diet Workshop. More details to come. And, of course, if you need all the details in the world, you go to diseaseandthediet.com, and we will help you out. Right there at diseaseandthediet.com, we also have a cookbook you can get to go ahead and start eating correctly. We have the workbook magazine subscriptions ready for you to get online, and along with that, you will get bi-weekly videos and more news than you could ever imagine. Yes, you also have to listen to the show, but the other stuff that happens after this show and throughout the week, you'll get breaking news on that. You'll get breaking news and videos from me. You'll get some stuff that I just can't fit in this little hour that I have all week long. You'll get stuff I can't fit in the classes that are only an hour every month long, every other week or every week. You'll get stuff that you cannot get anywhere else. So you need to get on, get that subscription, get inside with me, and start having your eyes open to exactly what's happening. And let me tell you another reason why. Not only is that proof that our immune system is happening, but here's some amazing, amazing, amazing facts. Are you ready for this? A new report says cancer will kill 13.2 million people every year by 2030. $13.2 million a year by 2030. I had to pause on that because I really want this to sink in. That is double the number who died from the disease in 2008. Now that is, I want you to understand that from 1975 to now, absolutely not one treatment is gaining ground on cancer. Cancer is becoming more and more prevalent. Okay, they will say almost 21.4 million new cases of disease will be diagnosed annually in 2030. The burden of cancer, here's a big highlight. The burden of cancer was shifting from wealthier to poorer nations. Cancer is neither rare anywhere in the world nor confined to high-resource countries. Now, what that statement says, for all the people that say, eat like them, and you'll be fine. That does have some base, but it also is losing ground because of what's happening to our air, our water, and our food. And we get into that very big on Disease and the Diet. Now, 7.6 million people died of cancer in 2008, and there was 12.7 million new cases diagnosed. So I want you to understand that let's do a little calculation here. Let me pull up Mr. Calculator. How you doing, Mr. Calculator? I'm doing all right. How are you? He actually doesn't talk. I was kidding. Mr. Calculator, we've got 12.7 million and then 7.6 million. No, that's not what I wanted. 7.6, 12.7. That is a whopping 60% of all diagnosed cases of cancer die. Cases of cancer die.
Now, the global burden of cancer is now what it's talking about. And that's what we're here to eliminate and highlight. Because while people are coming up and saying you're going to have cancer, and more people are going to be having cancer, and more people having cancer, we are not becoming educated on exactly why we're getting cancer. And that's what I'm doing. DiseaseandTheDiet.com. Join me. Just get the free subscription to the newsletter so that you can maintain power and knowledge over the masses. Now, here we go. We got the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the world in 2008 were lung cancer with 1.61 million cases, breast cancer 1.38 million, colorectal cancers 1.23 million. So we've got lung, breast, colon, and the ones that killed the most were lung, stomach, and liver. As many people died of lung cancer as were diagnosed with breast cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the cusp of having mass genocide. And I dare say that I see mass genocide occurring in a slightly purposeful fashion. If, let's say someone took care of a colony of ants. And the colony of ants kept growing and growing to finally those ants were eating an awful lot of food, and the person taking care of those ants was going, man, I am having a hard time taking care of these ants. There's more and more of them. They keep eating and eating. I'm having problems taking care of it. What can I do? What if I change their food so much, but ever so slowly, so that they don't recognize? So the person taking care of those colony ants changes the food slowly through time, knowing that these things are going to cause and wreak havoc on the ant bodies, and suddenly the ants come down with what's it called at the end of an ant? What are the three parts of an insect? Head, body, and the other thing. What is that other thing? Say it again. Thorax. Let's go. It comes down with thorax problems, and without them knowing, they're suddenly going, oh, man, dude, you came down with thorax disease. We'll call it Daclax. You came down with Daclax? Oh, man, it's happening all over, man. I don't know why. And so suddenly, because Daclax is taking out a lot of the colony of ants, the cost of taking care of those ants were changed because you changed the food and changed. You're now eliminating a lot of the ants. Do you see what I'm trying to say? $13.2 million a year dead from a disease that, again, what if cancer is not a disease? From a body that was designed to survive anything, to a body that tries to kill itself. Is it killing itself or trying to survive? And that's the basis behind what if cancer is not a disease. In Disease in the Diet, you've got to get this month's newsletter and workbook magazine or attend one of the workshops to get the answer to this. What if cancer is not a disease? And we are looking at it slightly incorrect, because if you look from 1975 to now, we're not helping cancer go away in any manner with conventional ways. That would be radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery. I can tell you that the number one way they get rid of breast cancer is to lop off the breast. Does that really get rid of breast cancer, or does it let them have their 5-year survival, which is, means it was a good diagnosis and cure? Yes, yes, that's what it does. It allows the lady to live 5 or so more years until, another crop of cancer pops up. So they called it, we took care of it, so you're in remission. It crops back up. Did we really take care of it? Or did we postpone it 5 years to get that check mark in the block of cure? Big question here, ladies and gentlemen. You can get all of this news, diseaseandthediet.com. Join me in learning all that you can about cancer. Again, 13.2 million a year by 2030 in what I would have to say is the purposeful killing, mass genocide killing of a population. Woo, that's a controversial statement. All right, but we don't shy away. We do not stop. We do not take a break. We attack right here, because we are going to attack cancer. We're going to attack diseases. We're going to attack fathers who suck, mothers who suck, parents who suck. We are coming after you. And if you suck in a general way, we're going to reveal your success if you want to. But if you want to go and barely exist, not live, barely exist on this planet just to end up like everyone else, then maybe this is the wrong show for you. But we're here to fix the family, fix America. We're here to stop degenerative diseases, and we're here to spread the knowledge for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. We would like you to call in anytime at 347-677-0692. How about that cancer stuff? Now, here's something else they're coming up. It's the same article at the same time. How about this? Cancer is going to kill 13.2 million of you, but I've got a simple blood test that's going to detect cancer before a tumor is taking shape, because it accurately identifies the signal sent out by a person, let me say this again, immune system as cancer germinates. Now, libation time. This test detects that your immune system has made a signal that it needs to start attacking cancer. According to Professor John Robinson, a breast cancer specialist, we are starting to understand carcinogenesis in a way that we have never seen before, seeing which proteins are going wrong and how the immune system responds. It's as if your body is shouting, I've got cancer, way before a tumor can be detected. And that is exactly what we've always known. Your body will give you signals. Everyone's body will give you signals that something is going wrong. A lot of the time, such as lung, pancreas, and throat cancers, the signals aren't listened to until it's so late that it acts as little more than a confirmation of imminent death. Now, I've got a question for you, and it's an age-old question. Would you like to know when you are going to die? Would you like to know how you're going to die? These are questions you have to ask yourself, and that way you will even decide whether this test is going to make relevance or not. Because I guarantee you, you're going to get signals from your body and your immune system way before the tumor is up. And if you read these signals correctly and you change your diet correctly, because the focus now in the cancer world is coming up to two things, diet and the immune system. As you see in all the articles that I'm talking about, it all points to the immune system. If your immune system is awesome, guess what you don't get? Oh, lots of colds, flus, disease, oh, cancer, I don't know, some other stuff. So you get that up. But what's happening to people's immune systems today when they eat junk, when they eat things that your body doesn't know what to do with, such as vegetable oil? Oh my goodness, he is a wacko. That's right, I'm giving out little tidbits of information, people. This is major stuff that we are stumbling on here at Disease in the Diet and Fix the Family, Fix America, and I need you to join and learn so I can spread this knowledge. We are going to destroy this so-called disease. So, simple blood test. Now, this test costs $433. $433. Are you going to go pay $433 to know if you're going to die of cancer? Lots of questions. Lots of questions. All interesting questions. Are they not? So now we talked about the vaccine that can possibly cure cancer. And we talked about how a lot of people are going to die of cancer. And then we're talking about how we can check the cancer. It's happening beforehand so that we can tell you you're going to have it. You see this, people? It's a never-ending cycle to keep you in the dark and without the knowledge. Okay, enough on cancer. Let's have some fun. What do you think, people? Fix the family, fix America. And get back to the news at hand. Again, you can call in and be a part of the show, 347-677-0692. We greatly appreciate hearing from you, unless, of course, you're Robert from New York, in which case you can stay a loser. All right. Let's see. This person says there are the top 8 foods to prevent cancer. I thought we were going to stop talking about cancer. Oh, well, we can't. We're going to keep going with this. Carcinogens are substances that are directly involved in causing cancer. They can be found in chemicals, food, and even the air. They affect how cells form and multiply, and an abnormal cell does not follow its natural life cycle and multiplies uncontrollably, forming tumors and spreading throughout the body. Now, some of that statement is incorrect. I do not have time to go into that right now. But we will go through these foods and agree or disagree. Are we ready? Yes. Garlic, number one. Garlic is a cleanser with antibacterial virtues. Now, let me tell you what I like about garlic. Garlic has been known as nature's antibiotic because those people who eat garlic regularly, they don't have all their risk of getting stomach and colon cancers go way down. Now, they recommend 5 garlic bulbs a week. I put 5 garlic bulbs in my spaghetti sauce that I eat that night. So that's easy for me to do. It can be used in cooking, sprinkled freshly grated over meat dishes or salads. Garlic, nature's antibiotic. Have no problem with garlic. Number 2, got to go to something green, and that best green thing is chopped broccoli. Chopping broccoli. Oh, wait. That's Saturday Night Live. Raw broccoli plays a role in fighting against stomach cancer, and it may be difficult to find ways to eat uncooked broccoli, but it is possible with an onion or garlic dip as a starter. Broccoli should be eaten twice a week. I agree with them. If you eat the broccoli, eat it. Eat lots of broccoli. Yes. Number 3, another slightly green food. Cabbage. Cabbage, study of over 30,000 men over the 4 years, it had a protective effect against prostate cancer, and the risk is diminished 52% if cabbage is eaten only once a week. People, get out your cold slaw. Eat it with a nice rack of ribs. Oh. Man, oh my goodness, the diet police just went on a freak out. How can he say that? He's talking about the best foods to fight cancer. He's talking about the best foods to fight cancer, and then he says, eat a rack of ribs with it. That's not right. There's all kind of problems with what he just said.
Not really. Disease and the diet will point out their flawed logic, and the reason their flawed logic is not working, because if it was, in the past 25 years, wouldn't cancer go down with all the knowledge we've learned from these so-called experts? Ooh, wow. It is obviously Anarchy Wednesday because we are saying some controversial statements here. We are stepping outside the box. We are going a little bit crazy, and we are not going to stop until someone listens and learns. And let me tell you how many people are listening and learning. We got more and more and more and more and more and more people listening to this show every time they can. If you can't listen at live from 11 to 12 on Wednesday, you can always get replays. You can get replays at naturalsuccessprinciples.com. You can get replays at blogtalkradio.com. You can get replays off of Facebook. Fan up with me at facebook.com/DJackHatfield. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JackHatfield. Find all the ways you could possibly get to keep this knowledge flowing, because I'm on a mission to help you help yourself. And if you want to help yourself, I can help you. Number 4, kiwis, rich in vitamin C and help digestion. Excellent. They fight against cardiovascular diseases and provide precious antioxidants which inhibit cancer growth. 3 to 5 kiwis is recommended dose per week. That's a good thing right there. Parsley. Parsley contains flavonoids, which as an antioxidant has anti-carcinogenic properties. 1 soup spoon per day of parsley sprinkled on soup, salad, or cooked vegetables is all it takes.
So we're going to have to get that. Now, number, I've lost the numbers. There's no numbers next to these. Grapes. The antioxidants that grapes provide are found in the skin. It's a pity that a lot of people like to peel their grapes. Who likes to peel their grapes? I do know that back in the king days, they said, peel me a grape. You peel me a grape and bring me thus that shiny meat product on the inside. I don't know who does that now. I don't know who had time for that right now. But anyway, three bunches a week per grapes to be an effective cancer fighter. Now, this one right here, this one falls into the category of same old line, same old story. This is like the hubby that says, I promise I won't hit you no more. Or the wife that goes, I'm just going to stop talking about this because no one's ever doing anything about it. And then other lies. I did not have sexual relations. Oh, wait, those are politics. Okay, green tea. Saying green tea contains polyphenols. Yes, it does. There's a problem with green tea, though. Polyphenols does help fight against the development of new cancer cells. It does detoxify and eliminate carcinogens. But if you were to drink 2 to 3 cups of green tea per day, something else would happen to you unless you pay attention and know which green tea to drink. But it doesn't say that in the article I'm reading. It simply says, go get out and get your 3 cups of green tea. No. You can't just have a blanket rule on one item when there's so many choices because some of those choices are bad. Disease and diet lets you know which ones of those are bad. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, green tea is a horrendous source of fluoride. Fluoride is a very highly toxic product. What? We fluoride our water. It can't be toxic. It's got to be nothing to it. Nothing to it. Okay. You need to listen more. Listen every week from 11 to 12. Call in 347-677-0692. Join up, get our subscription, and we will open your eyes. And last on this list of 8 cancer prevention foods. you say tomato, I say tomato, and then we'll go about our business. Tomatoes, powerful stomach and lung cancer restrictive risk because of lycopene. Well, couldn't you just eat lycopene? Well, it depends because, as you know, when you listen to Disease and Diet, as we spoke about in last month's workshop, we found out the synthetic versions of vitamins, if they're not from the raw food itself, because they come with all these little micronutrient people, comes with the whole family of the vitamins with it. So basically, when you eat raw food, the vitamin that you need shows up with all its family. The whole family of vitamins come in there. They go, hey, we're gonna go in here and take care of some stuff, all right? And you go, yeah, thanks a lot. But when it's taken out of the tomato and lycopene is synthesized, excuse me, choking. Lycopene is synthesized and then given to you out of a form of, I don't know, benzene and something else. Has nothing to do with food. It makes the chemical equivalent of lycopene. Suddenly your body goes, lycopene's knocking on the door, and you go out and you look. Looks like lycopene. He doesn't have his family with him, though. He's like a loner. And he's all scraggly looking. And when light shines through him, it bends both ways, where the other family, the light only went to the right. But I thought they were the same. Foreknowledge stand. Right now, I'm going to stop talking about the top 8 foods, but they're not bad at all, not bad at all. Garlic, broccoli, cabbage, kiwi, parsley, grape, green tea, easy on that one, and tomatoes, and any tomatoes.
and not just any grape, and not just any parsley, and not just any kiwi, not just any cabbage, not just any broccoli, and not just any garlic. So this top eight foods are great, but you can't just go out willy-nilly and start chomping on them, because you may be doing yourself a disservice. A disservice. Now, wow. Let's fix the family, fix America. The reason I have problems just then is because what I'm about to talk about, it just blows my mind. The FDA, after this show, they said, okay, the show's over. He's not going to bust our tails or behunkus. So we're going to go ahead and make this announcement that the popular diet drugs of Ally and Zenical could cause severe liver damage. What? You mean the fast way of trying to lose weight and the promise of not having to really gain knowledge on the food and foods that I eat and actually work towards happy foods and happy immune systems because I could just take this pill is hurting my liver? Yeah. But guess what? Those things are still selling like hotcakes. You know what else is still selling like hotcakes? And let me tell you this. There's a Chinese diet product that has been recalled. Ally and Zenical, not recalled, just simply said, you know, could destroy your liver, no big deal. This Chinese diet pill was recalled. It's called Pai Yuguo. Pai Yuguo, made in China, touted as an all-natural, safe weight loss. Remains available in herbal supplement shops, beauty salons, via the internet, in a glistening yellow box depicting a reed-thin young woman beckoning. But it was tested to contain suspected cancer-causing chemicals and traces of a powerfully, potentially dangerous prescription drug. So while it's recalled, dieters desperate to shed their pounds swiftly are using it in large numbers. What is this pointing to? The quick fix. Traces of mercury, lead, other heavy metals in the herbal supplement, and some pesticides. The metal levels were not considered dangerous, but the pesticides amount exceeded acceptable limits. So that means they were taking the raw food products, putting them into this product with the pesticides that were sprayed on them. Pai Yuguo contains sibutramine, appetite suppressant, and phenolphthalein, a chemical once present in over-counter laxatives, no longer approved for sale because it might cause cancer. Sibutramine continues to be sold in the United States as a key ingredient in the drug Meridia. In which Meridia was found in a study that patients with a history of cardiovascular disease had an elevated risk of heart attacks and strokes. What is going on here, humans? I need a pill that's going to fix this one problem, but on the other hand, it's going to really mess with my other stuff. Now, if you go and you get sick on one of these products and you want to go to the emergency room and get your assistance, get some help, well, in Canada, they are forced to reassess you doing that on the government's payroll because they have noticed that there are soaring costs. Is that not one of the topics here in the United States? Yes, it is. Soaring cost of health care. Well, the soaring cost of health care is definitely going to go up if we add another 13.2 million people dying of cancer every year, right? No, 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 it won't, because you'll be dying. So, Canada said, we can't continually see health spending growing above and beyond the growth rate in the economy because at some point it means crowding out all the other government services. At some stage, we'll hit a breaking point. Canada is now saying we can't keep paying for this. Remember that ant story? Phoenix area hospitals are fighting a highly toxic super germ. Maricopa County officials have now found Clostridium difficile. It has long plagued the medical profession, but they found a new strain called NAP1. NAP1, causing lots of patient illness and death in Arizona, carries at least 20 times as much toxin as the original strain. Now, this article goes on and on, saying, assuming this continues to evolve, it's going to be a real pain for our healthcare communities. La, 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 la. Supergerms are resistant to powerful antibiotics, and the infection is difficult and expensive to treat. The germ produces diarrhea, and in severe cases can lead to inflammation of the colon, which can be fatal. Here's an interesting fact and a trait that's going through all of our articles. Healthy and younger people don't usually get C. diff. Most of these cases occur in sick people coming to our healthcare facility. How about that? So the immune system of healthy people and young people, the immune system that's good, is not getting the super germ? If your immune system being healthy holds back the super germ, what does that tell you about holding back all the other stuff we were talking about earlier? Oh, yeah, it does a lot, doesn't it? But here's another quick way. If they take everyone out of that hospital for 2 hours and they disinfect the air at that hospital for 2 hours with an easily obtained substance, the microbe can't live in this. And then guess what happens? The people walk back in the hospital after 2 hours to better, fresher air. Not chemical air. Better, fresher air. Will they tell you about this? Will they tell you that this can be done? Will they tell you you can do this at your house? Microbes, bacteria, disease, cancer,
cannot live in a super oxygenated environment. What do we breathe? Oxygen. What's happening to the oxygen in the air? It used to be at 25, now it's down to 19 to 20. In some cities, it's down to 14 to 18. This is stuff you learn by joining Disease in the Diet. This is stuff you learn by listening and caring about becoming active about your health. This is stuff you learn becoming and caring about your family, your friends. This is stuff that we're on a mission to do and fix. That's why it's called Fix the Family. Now, ladies, let's talk about you for a minute. We're running out of time here. I'm trying to get all of this in. We had an issue this week where root canal is basically a dead tooth sitting in your gum. And when your body is trying to heal and it tries to heal the dead tooth, it cannot. So what does it have to do? It has to remove that dead tooth, really. Because the body is designed to survive, and that tooth is now a veritable cornucopia land of microbes, bacteria, and other bad stuff. So even in our little situations that we're dealing with, we had to get rid of some root canal dead teeth. Now, they are finding out that dental health and pregnancy are linked. So a woman who is fortunate enough to be pregnant has plenty of things to think about, and her dental health, gum disease and plaque issues can cause issues in the pregnancy. There is a link between gum disease and, as you know, we have the Early Journey Foundation, premature birth. So why is good dental health important? Because if you get gum disease pregnant, you're not taking care of your teeth, or you're eating so bad that your body is getting rid of some problems through your gums, and it can be seen in your teeth and gum area, is telling you there's something else wrong. So if you got all of that going together in one time, you have a risk of premature birth, and we're trying to stop premature birth. The Early Journey Foundation, which I founded 6 years ago, is out to stop that. We don't talk about that so much here because I'm getting bombarded by the diet and the cancer and everything right now, but prematurity is on the rise as well. We need to start listening to our body. Our body will tell us, and it tells us first in our teeth. I don't even have time to go into that one. I'm running out of time really, really bad. I got 6 whole minutes in the show. This show goes by so fast. Thank you for listening. I've got to talk about real quick the official print partner of Fix the Family, Fix America is Soho Office out of Columbia, South Carolina, the village of Sandhill. Those guys, if you want to look like a better business, if you want to take your one-man show, it may look like it's the most professional-looking super corporation of all time, then you go out there to Jay, Dan, Kelly, and the rest, and you have them tell you what you need, because those, the talents, the care, the absolute knowledge that these people have in making and bettering your business and your business marketing will change the way you look and do business and make you more profitable tomorrow. I am not kidding. Whatever you're doing today, they will make you more profitable tomorrow. That is Soho Office, our official print partner. You give them a call right now at 803-736-5011, or you email them at sandhill@sohooffice.com, or visit their website at sandhill.sohooffice, that's S-O-H-O, small office, home office, office.com. Get to them, better your business. In this economy, you be your own boss. take charge of your own work, get the help of these knowledgeable people, and you will be better for it. I'm not kidding. Now, I teased you that you can eat more chocolate. Let me go ahead and tell you that you can now eat more chocolate. Within just hours of eating a flavanol-rich chocolate bar, patients with congestive heart failure had measurable improvements in vascular function, flow-mediated vasodilation measured at the brachial artery significantly improved almost 20% after eating 40 grams of chocolate. Patients who ate 80 grams of chocolate a day for 4 weeks, their vasodilation improved from 4.98% to 6.86%. But people are saying, whoa, you can't be telling people to just bust out some chocolate. They'll get fat and it'll cause problems. No, no, no. The one thing people said about chocolate is white platelet adhesion decreases after you eat chocolate. Well, yeah, while it does significantly decrease from 3.9 to 2.9 2 hours after eating chocolate, the effect is not durable. Because after that 80 grams of chocolate a day for 4 weeks, there's no change in platelet adhesion at all. A Hershey bar is 43 grams, for those who are wondering how much is 80 grams. A Hershey bar is 43. A Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, dark chocolate bar is almost 80 grams. So all you have to do to have improved vascular function is to down an 80-gram Lindt chocolate, dark chocolate bar with the highest cocoa content that you like. Oh, wait, here's another problem. The daily chocolate intake had absolutely no adverse effect on any other parameter. It did not raise their cholesterol. It did not raise their triglycerides. It did not raise their blood pressure. And they had absolutely no weight gain. What? The doctor had an explanation for the lack of weight gain. They weren't hungry after eating the chocolate. I've got 1 minute. You go out and get yourself a Lindt bar. Let me tell you something else funny about this. The trial and study was funded by Nestle. While you look at that and you go, oh, well, goodness, it's going to have a good thing. No, it's not. Oh, I'm running out of time. Chocolate is natural, people. You can squish chocolate and get the fat out of chocolate. You can get the flavanols out of the chocolate bean. Chocolate is good for you, and there's nothing you can say or do that's going to take that away. Now, what's the worst drink in America? Let me go ahead and tell you real quick. You've got 60 seconds. It's the equivalent, according to the diet expert, the equivalent of eating 68 strips of bacon or 30 chocolate chip cookies. The milkshake contains 2,010 calories, and it is available for you at the Cold Stone Creamery. It is the peanut butter and chocolate milkshake made with peanut butter, chocolate ice cream, and milk. It contains 68 grams of saturated fat and 153 grams of sugar. Now, I'm not a fan of the sugar content of this shake, but I do not have a single solitary problem with peanuts, chocolate, and milk saturation fat. I guarantee you that if we put this in a study, we would have the same outcome as the chocolate. Ladies, lots more knowledge for you at diseaseandthediet.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. If you can't do anything else, if you'd like to get our subscription, we'd love to have you on board. And if you can't get any of that, get to one of the free workshops happening across the country. Thank you for listening. Fix the family. Go home. Kiss your children. Kiss your wife. Have a nice day. I think that none of that just happened on the show. Goodness.